For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests this week on the Cultural Baggage Radio Show will be Rusty White, a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Well, from 1973 to 78, I worked death row and admin seg. From 88 and 89, I worked in, I was a narc dog handler and a sniper for the state.
Rusty, now that you've had time away from that occupation, what brought you to become a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
It ain't working, brother.
Well, tell us how it's not working. What have you seen?
As much effort as we put against it, we're hurting ourselves and everybody involved.
While you were a corrections officer, you probably saw lots of people that were there because of drug convictions. What kind of people were they?
Oh, good people.
Good people?
You know, just made a mistake, or what we thought was a mistake, and we throwed them in there with the boys that were really bad and let them feed on them. You know, and then they come back out to society and try to make a life. It's a bad experience. It's bad all the way around.
Now, you talk about these nonviolent drug offenders kind of being fed to the other people. It's not a pleasant situation for them at all, is it?
Oh, no. You throw them in there with people who have went left and do things that none of us would accept, and you throw somebody in there who's not bothered anybody in their lifetime, just got caught for doing something some people don't like, and then you throw them in there with some people that are really animals. It sucks. It sucks.
Rusty, as a member of LEAP, you join what I consider to be an elite group. There's some 2,000 members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Tell us about those you've met, those you've talked to.
First thing that everybody needs to understand about LEAP, each and every one of us put our lives on the line every day. Each and every one of us to this day are still pro-cop. We still believe in cops. Unfortunately, the honor has been stolen. The responsibility from the officers has been redirected in such a way that we become adversaries to our own people. And that is wrong. Every member in LEAP spent their lifetime trying to rectify this situation. We put our lives on the line for this drug war, which is at best a failure. It's never accomplished one goal, and all of us put our lives on the line for this. And it's BS. It's just straight up, it's BS.
Also joining us on this week's Cultural Baggage, the Drug Truth Network reporter, Mr. K, who was just released from 14 months in prison for a millionth of a gram of marijuana in his urine. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.